Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Tropical Storm Florence is thousands of miles away, but may create dangerous weather for Georgians this weekend. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the coast could see rip currents and dangerous surf. The storm is expected to pick up strength over the weekend as it passes through warm waters near Bermuda. It is too soon to predict whether Florence will make landfall in the U.S. Hurricane specialist Robbie Berg says the risk of the storm impacting the East Coast next week has increased. Moody's Analytics says Hurricanes Harvey and Irma last year did around $150 billion worth of damage in the U.S. The number of nesting sea turtles along Georgia's coast is down again this year following a record set in 2016, but as GPB's Cindy Hill reports, that may not be something to worry about.
Loggerhead sea turtles made more than 1,700 nests this year, but when you look over a 30-year span, the numbers are still trending up. Mark Dodd is with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources Sea Turtle Program.
And so even though this year was a slightly lower year than we've had the last couple of years, we're still seeing an increasing trend in nesting at about 2.5 to 3% a year. So that's really good news for loggerhead populations in Georgia.
Baby sea turtles will continue to make their first crawls to the ocean through October. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
You can see some videos of some baby sea turtles on our website, gpbnews.org. Georgia could attract another North American headquarters. Norfolk Southern could bring 1,400 jobs if it moves from Norfolk, Virginia to downtown Atlanta. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reporting the company already has 4,700 employees in Atlanta. That is a legacy of the company's early 80s formation with the merger of Atlanta-based Southern Railway and Norfolk and Western. The potential location is the empty expanse dubbed the Gulch, next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the CNN headquarters. And a new poll shows the race to become Georgia's next governor is a dead heat. According to a poll from WSB and the AJC, Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Brian Kemp are deadlocked at 45% each. The race between Abrams and Kemp will be decided November 6th. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.